This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name. We're thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. And we're in a beautiful church, God's church, teaching the commandments of God to the people. And we're thanking God so much we're taught by precept and by example. And it's all because of God's leader that's sent by God, speaking the words of God. And I'm just thanking God for our great pastor who's leading and guiding us, lifting up a standard for the people. And I present unto you now our great pastor and teacher, Terry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder Phillips. To the elders, missionary deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice. We do greet you in the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. We're going to talk about wrestling with flesh and blood principles today. Before we get into that, let's hear the Gates of Zion. Thank God. From the Lord. When you're living for God, but if you're not living truly for the Lord, your help is coming from elsewhere. Deacon Fina, our announcements.
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. If you have any questions or concerns about this way, or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676. Now our pastor.
Thank you, Deacon. Thank God. Another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. And we're with you because of our great Bishop Barfield, how she came out to Los Angeles. God gave her a vision and let her down in his deep mystery, what his word is truly all about, and began to teach the teaching that God had her to teach. And we're continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. The doctrine is God's word, which is law, which God commanded, and that is the doctrine of God. Deuteronomy 4:6 says, "Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely, this great nation is a wise and understanding people." And I believe God's word is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
All right.
Let's go to Ephesians 6:12.
All right.
Thank God. You may hear a little rumbling, but thank God the Lord is not returning through the clouds as you suppose. That's not the kind of rumbling you hear. That's just a divider that fell. That's all it is. We continue. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, Pastor.
Ephesians 6:12. What does it say?
"For we wrestle not against flesh and blood."
What?
"But against principalities."
We don't wrestle against man's outward appearance.
No.
We don't wrestle against man because of the way they look, but it's about what's on the inside. Not flesh and blood, but what?
But against principalities.
It's the principles that ones have. This is where conflict come in. Principalities, what?
Against powers.
It's against the power that's ruling in one's head. What?
Against the rulers of the darkness of this world.
It's about that spirit of the devil. The rulers of this world are the pharaohs, the Nebuchadnezzars. These rule. Governors, police officers.
Mm-hmm.
All police officers are not bad.
No.
They're just as bad as people are.
Mm-hmm.
You find good people, you find bad people.
Right,
you find good officers, you find some bad.
Right.
Read.
Right. Against spiritual wickedness in it's high places.
Spiritual wickedness. Because it's all about our spirit.
Mm-hmm.
How it is. Is it righteous? Is it sometimes good and sometimes bad? Is it a spirit of God or a spirit of the devil? That's what we fight against. And that spirit execute your principles, your attitudes. How do you view things? Let's go to Revelations 12:9. Spiritual wickedness in high places. And everybody should know that spiritual wickedness ain't nothing but the devil. And the scripture will tell you there's only two powers in this life, God and the devil. Revelation 12:9.
"And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil."
Now, that devil, the spiritual wicked, is a serpent.
Mm-hmm.
From the beginning, he's a dragon because he's here to drag people down,
mm-hmm.
especially God's people. And he's called the serpent,
mm-hmm.
the devil.
Yes.
He's called Satan.
Yes.
What?
"Which deceiveth the whole world."
He deceives everybody. If you're not living for God, you're going to be deceived. You can be deceived by good things, riches, poverty. You can be deceived by race, family. Doesn't matter. If you're not living for God, if God is not guiding you through this life, you're going to be deceived.
All right.
And you're going to be deceived if you don't stay and follow God. Read.
Yes. "He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him."
In other words, that angel, that devil got angel spirits, many tentacles, just like God does.
Yes.
God has many tentacles, and so does that devil. You read Galatians 5:19, all of those are the tentacles of the devil. These are angel spirits that ones house. One or more, all of them. Some had legions of devils. They're angel spirits. Let's go to St. John 12:44. No, read the 17th verse. What did that say?
17.
12 and 17.
Yes. "And the dragon was wroth with the woman."
That's that devil now. That serpent. That's Satan. He was wroth with the woman. What are you talking about? God's bride. He was wroth with the woman. What?
"And went to make war with the
woman." Now, that's the one he's warring against. He already got us when we come into this life. He just used you at will to do good and evil. Some don't have as much evil in them, so they don't use them as much. He used Hitler, but yet he used Gandhi. Because Gandhi, as far as the scripture says, was living for God. He went war to make war with the remnant of his seed. What?
Mm-hmm. Which keep the commandments.
Now these are the ones he's fighting against. Not Baptists, and not Methodists, and not Presbyterian, but commandment keepers. That's the one he's fighting, because that's the one truly got God. That's the one he want to get. Those that are not captured in his circle already. Those that have escaped him. Went to make war with the remnant. Mm-hmm. What?
Of her seed. Which keep the commandments.
Now, wait a minute. The woman is the church. But out of the church, those that are called by his name, is just a remnant that's saved.
Yes.
Those that are worshiping in spirit and in truth. Just a remnant. Everybody know what a remnant is? A remnant is like to a carpet. And the outer edge is your remnant. The church, he went to make war with them, but it's the remnant. Those that what?
Those which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ.
Wait a minute. I got the same testimony the Lord had.
Yes.
Let's get it. St. John 12:44. He was speaking his testimony since the time he became saved. Even when he was being in conversion, he said, I must be about my Father's business. That was his testimony.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
The Father's business is one thing, that no man should perish, but have everlasting life.
Yes.
And you know what you must do for everlasting life. The scripture says, keep the commandments.
Keep the commandments.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
12:44, what does it read?
Jesus cried and said, he that believeth on me, believeth not on me, but on him.
Well, it's the same thing. Anyone that God sent, you're not believing on them because of their race, their color, how they look, what they dress like, their demeanor.
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to believe on him that sent him.
Mm-hmm.
Don't believe on me for what I am. Believe on me that God sent me.
All right.
What?
Yes. And he that seeth me, seeth him that sent
me. Wait a minute. You might not want to accept what you see, but if you see me, you're going to see God.
All right.
You don't see me. You see who the one that sent me.
Beautiful.
By what I'm speaking and doing.
Beautiful.
What?
I am come a light into the world.
Wait a minute. Did he say you had a light in the world?
Yes.
I am come a light. What?
Into the world. That whosoever believeth on me should not abide
in
darkness.
Now, wait a minute. Most of these preachers say, wait, we know everybody do a little sin. But if you believe on me, you shouldn't be abiding in darkness. Because I'm bringing you more light. I'm bringing you what thus saith the Lord. You shouldn't be abiding. I don't endorse that. You shouldn't be abiding in darkness. You shouldn't be sinning. You shouldn't be. But that's not what I'm bringing here. I'm not bringing you excuses or permission. We can do a little sin. I'm not bringing that. What?
And if any man hear my words
what?
And believe not, I judge him not.
Same thing. I'm not judging you. I have a sister that's apostolic. That's what they call it. I have a sister that's Muslim. I have a sister that's Jehovah's Witness. I don't have anything against them. Everyone, these powers God ordained. And everyone choose what feels good to them or suits them.
Yes.
What?
For I came not to judge the world, but to save the world.
I only come to bring what's going to save you.
Yes.
The engrafted word, as the scripture says, which is able to save your soul. Well, Jesus, that's who Jesus is, the engrafted word. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
He that rejected me and receiveth not my words hath one that judgeth him.
What?
The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the
last
day.
Now, wait a minute. The words I bring, that's what judges all of us
yes.
in the last day.
Yes.
You can't, you're not bringing the words that I'm bringing to you, Jesus. How's the word Jesus going to judge you?
Right.
But the word's got to judge you.
Yes.
The words he spoke judges us. I'm bringing the same words he spoke. What did he say?
Yes. For I have not spoken of myself.
I'm not speaking of myself.
Right.
This manuscript that I have, it ain't a manuscript. The words that put together, it came from the Lord.
Yes.
I didn't buy this in the word. At the Bible store, and I didn't watch somebody on TV and copy their sermon. What did he say? The words that I have spoken?
Yes, for I have not spoken of myself, but the Father which sent me. He gave me a commandment, what I should say
what?
And what I should
say. But wait a minute. All these preachers out here, where's the commandment that Jesus gave? Love one another. Well, he also said, if you love me, keep my commandments. So if you bring in love, you must be a keeper of the commandments.
Right.
He that keep my commandments, have them, keep them. He it is that love me. So that's what love is.
Right.
What'd he say?
And I know that his commandment is life everlasting.
I know this. It's life everlasting. So if you don't like the commandments, you don't like everlasting life. How plain is that? These are the principles we have that we wrestle with. What?
Whatsoever I speak, therefore, even as the Father said unto me, so I speak.
Wait a minute. The Father, he said unto me about another rest day. The Father didn't say unto me in his word or in a dream. Nothing else said, well, we're going to honor the day he rose. Because first of all, if you understand what God's word is saying, he rose on the Sabbath. Sometime after the Sabbath day, that's when he rose. When nighttime came, he couldn't have been in at night because that would have been 4 days. Let's go to Ephesians 6 and 12. Let's read that again.
Yes.
This is what we wrestle against. Principles.
Yes.
What you believe in. Integrity.
Yes.
The things you hold dear. Your attitudes.
Yes.
What do you call dear? I call dear the Sabbath day because that's the day the Father rested on. That's what the Lord called dear. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, Lord.
You said, well, he that regards the day regarded, you might regard unto the Lord, but the Lord's day is the Sabbath. He's Lord of the Sabbath, not the first day of the week.
Right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
6 and 12, read it again.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers.
It's powers. The power in your head against the power in mine. Romans 13 and 1, let's go there.
Yes.
That's what we wrestle against.
Yes.
And it's not about what you're thinking, it's what you're thinking in your head. Is it written? Because the Lord brought what was written.
All right.
Isn't that beautiful?
All right.
So that's what we got to bring, what's written. If it ain't written, why should I follow you?
Right.
Romans 13 and 1, what does it say?
Let every soul be subject unto
now,
the higher
powers.
All
of us here, God set this power up. If he didn't, there is no God. And all the powers out there, God set that up too, through the devil. They chose out there. The powers that the scribes and Pharisees had, that was set up by the devil. The Lord honored it. You know why? He stayed away from them.
Yes.
He didn't come and accuse them. Y'all wrong. He didn't do that, but they tried to say he was wrong.
Right.
You have no problem. I don't have no problem with all these different doctrines because that's not the doctrine. These doctrines they have is not written and it's not what Jesus endorsed.
No. Right.
But they are powers and the powers that be are ordained of God. What?
For there is no power.
Ain't no power but God. Wait a minute. Well, who made you what you did? Well, God must have done it because I didn't get up here by myself. No preacher gets to where they are by themselves. Somebody got them there. But were they of the lineage? Were they of God? Read.
The powers that be are ordained of God.
So wait a minute. Don't have a problem with nothing what you see.
Go ahead.
The powers you see, they are ordained of God. If not, then that's a lie. Every power you see is ordained of God. Whether they were evil or good. This God ordained that. He allowed it. Read.
Whosoever therefore resisteth the power.
Now, wait a minute. Whosoever resisteth the power, because don't talk about the, not the powers, but the power. That
yes.
means God.
Yes.
What?
Resisteth the ordinance of God. And they that resist shall receive to themselves
that beautiful?
Damnation.
That's what the script, I believe that.
Yes.
Let's
yes.
go to Luke 4 and 1. Let's go there.
Yes.
We don't wrestle against flesh and blood. We wrestle against principalities, powers. And you have to be able to identify that power. In other words, you see men as trees, but what kind of fruit you're looking at? I remember our elder years ago, he said, Elder Miles, if you say you're an apple tree, I will see apples on the tree, not thorns. Or figs or pears, apples, right? If you're a righteous tree, we'll see righteousness. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
If you don't, you know it's not of God. What the Lord say? By the fruits you're going to know them. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. Beautiful.
You judge me. I'm not judging. I'm just tasting your fruit.
Go ahead. Yes, Lord.
Luke 4 and 1, what does it say?
And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness.
Even though he was who he was yet being led by God. Led
yes.
into the wilderness.
Yes.
Read.
Being 40 days tempted of the devil. And in those days he did eat nothing. And when they were ended, he afterward hungered.
When the devil is tempting, it's time to put aside things. Be watchful and prayerful. Sometimes it's time to put your food down and be prayerful.
Yes.
He was being prayerful.
Yes.
What did he do?
And the devil said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, command this stone that it be made
bread. The enemy come to tell you many things. You need to check, and if you don't know the scripture, get guidance. Your things going through your head. Get guidance on this. What?
And Jesus answered him, saying, it is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God.
He was wrestling with that devil.
Yes.
But he was prevailing.
All right.
And he put the same thing on him, the word back on him.
Yes.
Because he put on him what's written. Yes. Why don't y'all honor his birthday? That ain't written. And yet, the day he rose is written, but you can't see it. But why would you fault me? Because I'm trying to follow the word. My understanding is thus and so. I don't fault you because I know why ones can't see. If you can't see our ways, because you're blind to it, just like I'm blind to what you're trying to do. But yet we should respect each other. I'm not going after you. Why go after us? The Lord didn't go after them. He loved them. He loved all men. He respected all men. Read.
And the devil, taking him up into an high mountain, showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world.
Now, wait a minute. If the devil did the Lord like that, who are you and I?
That's right.
Some things going to cross your mind you can't control.
That's right.
But you can control yourself.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, oh, my right. head. Things is going through my head. Shut it down. Put something else in your head. That's your weapon. Put the word in your head.
Yes.
Read.
Yes. And the devil said unto him, all this power will I give thee, and the glory of them.
What?
For that is delivered.
Wait a minute. So any power in this earth, if it's not the power of God, that devil gave him the power.
Yes.
These kings and queens, Elizabeths and all these folks, that power comes from the devil.
Yes.
And they could be worshiping the Lord, they think, but not according to scripture. Read.
And to whomsoever I will, I give it.
Wait a minute, whoever he will, he give it to, just like God does.
Yes.
But God don't give you a gift and you ain't got the talent for it. The devil don't either. These people, these superstars, they got talent. The devil give it to them.
Exactly.
He don't give talent to lazy people. The devil don't do it either.
No.
Read.
If thou therefore wilt worship me, all shall be thine.
What'd he say?
And Jesus answered and said unto him, get thee behind me, Satan.
Yeah, beautiful. Put the word back on him.
Yeah. All right.
He resisted the enemy. It was a wrestle, but he resisted him.
Yes.
What?
For it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve.
Isn't that beautiful? Read the 13th verse. What does it say?
Yes, it says.
He went through all the temptations of that enemy.
Mm-hmm.
Put the word on him, fought him. It was a wrestle.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, Pastor.
He wasn't wrestling with flesh and blood. He was wrestling with a spirit.
Yes.
He was wrestling with himself.
Yes.
Not to give in to that spirit. Read.
And when the devil had ended all the temptation, he departed from him for a season.
Wait a minute, just a season. He coming back?
Yes.
I believe he was at the cross in somebody saying, you saved others, save yourself. That was the devil.
That was the devil.
Give us Barabbas. That was the devil.
Yes.
He held his peace because he knew what was happening.
Yes.
You got to know what's going on. Enemy, put things in your mind, in your heart.
That's right.
You have to resist.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful? What?
Yes. And Jesus returned in the power of the
now,
Spirit.
Now, wait a minute. When you go through the trial and test, resist the enemy, you got power. Come back with a smile. Because you passed the test.
Mm-hmm.
You gain power. And you go from strength to strength. Isn't that
yes.
beautiful? Let's go to 1 Peter 5 and 8.
All right,
we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but power, principalities,
mm-hmm.
powers, spiritual wickedness in high places. That's what we fight against. Say, you doing this because I'm yellow. No, I'm doing it because what's going on in that head of yours, your principles.
Yes.
You can't act right. Lie. Can't see. Pretend like you can't see. These are principles.
Yes.
1 Peter 5
mm-hmm.
and 6.
5 and 6. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God.
Well, wait a minute. God's mighty hand is nothing but his right hand, his law. And God's right hand man going to bring it. Isn't that beautiful?
All right.
Humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God. What?
That he may exalt you in
when you
time.
Humble down, in time, God will lift you up.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
What?
Casting all your care upon him.
So let's care about what God cares for. Not how you feel, because it ain't about how you and I feel. It's about principles. Yes. What?
For he careth for you.
Go ahead.
Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about.
Wait a minute. He's a serpent. He's a dragon. He's also just like the Lord, a lion. Yes. Coming about, seeking whom he may devour. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Job 1 and 6. Beautiful. Isn't that beautiful to know that? We're going to get into a little bit more about this wrestling. If you don't wrestle with yourself, you sure can't wrestle with the enemy. That's your first wrestle. You're going to wrestle with flesh and blood of your own self. Then you'll be able to wrestle with God. Isn't that beautiful? When you are reluctant to yield to the word, you wrestle with God. That's what Jacob did. But Jacob prevailed. Isn't that beautiful? Job 1. What did it say?
1 and 1. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job.
His name was Job. Thank God.
Yes. And
potato, that, potato. Okay.
Yes. All right, Pastor. All right, Pastor.
So stand up from Tanzania. Say Job.
Yes.
Job. Read.
Yes. And that man was perfect.
Wait a minute. He was perfect.
Yes. And upright. Yes. And one
that means he had integrity, principles about himself. He didn't tell you, I'm going to give you something, he didn't do it. When he put his word out after the days of old, he said, my word is my bond. Even Al Capone had word. He had integrity. Most of the gangsters back then, they had integrity, they had principles. It wasn't of God, but they had principles. What about us? Lord say, except your righteousness exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees. You say he's going to do something, do it. What?
And one that feared God and eschewed evil.
Wait a minute, he was perfect. Mm-hmm. He eschewed evil. Mm-hmm. Why would they be upset with us because we feel some of these things that are God's here are evil? If we feel it's evil, why would you be upset with us? You don't get upset with Muslims and different things they don't want to do. Muslims, pull off your shoes to come in the house. Put on this and do that. Put a bow tie on. No problem, but they respect that. But because you respect principles, your word, attitudes, you have a problem with that. We're just striving to be like the Lord. That's the way Job was. What?
Yes. And there were born unto him
he was perfect.
Yes.
Upright and one that feared God.
I believe the scripture said,
fear God and keep his commandments. That's the whole duty of man. So if you're keeping God's commandments, you fear God. You're not fearing God. We're thundering out there. I'm scared. God is talking. No. That ain't fearing God. That's just fearing the weather.
Yes, Pastor. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Read the sixth verse.
Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord.
What?
And Satan came also among
them. That devil is with us all the time. Yeah. Yes. He's like a God. He's like God. He's a spirit.
Yes.
And he's with you all the time. Mm-hmm. You just don't feel him.
Yes.
But he can move on you. Mm-hmm. We have to resist him. Yes. Just because you come to church, the devil can come right along with you. Yes. Make you cut up. Mm-hmm. What?
Yes, Pastor. And the Lord said unto Satan, whence comest thou?
What?
Then Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth and from walking up and down in it.
Up and down. In other words, went up and down people's minds, seeing what's going on. Because God is in your mind, can go in your mind too. Of course. Because God knows everything you're thinking. So does the devil. What?
Yes. And the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job?
God brought Job to Satan's attention. Not that Satan didn't know, but he wanted to give a test for Job. Yes. He wanted to display his wrestler, how tough he was. Because God knew how tough he was. Satan didn't.
Beautiful.
What did he say?
Beautiful. That there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and upright
perfect.
Man.
Perfect. What's wrong with that? I like that. Perfect. Upright. None like him. Ain't none like a perfect person. It's not. What?
One that feareth God and escheweth evil.
What did Satan say?
Then Satan answered the Lord and said, doth Job fear God?
Yeah, but not? Yeah, he fear you, but why? For nothing? He fear you because of other things. What did he say?
Hast not thou made an hedge about him and about his house and about
all the natural thing? Now, if it wasn't for all this natural stuff he got, and you got a hedge, you got to protect it, he'd curse you.
Yes.
God knew differently. God knew he wouldn't do that. What did he say?
All right. Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land.
But what?
But put forth thine hand now, and touch all that he hath, and he will curse thee to thy face.
God said, oh yeah, let's see. Uh-huh. Now go to 2 and 9. Now one thing about what he said was true, because that's what his wife did. Mm-hmm. His wife truly did curse.
Yes.
2 and 9 says what?
Then said his wife unto him, dost thou still retain
thy integrity? All that was put on him, boils and everything, he maintained his integrity.
Beautiful.
He didn't charge God foolishly.
No.
But what did he say?
Curse God and die.
That's the wife now.
Mm-hmm.
Why would somebody living for God say curse God? You know why? Because that's her life was all about the substance she had.
Right.
And as soon as he touched it, she was done.
Yes.
But Job had the spirit with him. What did he say?
Yes. But he said unto her, thou speakest as one of the foolish women speaketh. What? Shall we receive good at the hand of God?
And
shall we not receive evil?
What?
In all this did not Job sin with his lips.
Wait a minute. How many can say that? Should we? Can't we receive evil too? But the woman.
Yes.
Mm-mm. I'm done.
Yes.
Why would you say curse God? I don't believe she brought forth all of those children again.
Right.
I don't think so.
Right.
He was wrestling with that enemy and he prevailed.
Yes.
He didn't sin against God. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to Ephesians 6 and 12. Let's read that again.
Beautiful.
Yes. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the outward man we wrestle with. It's the inner man.
Yes.
We wrestle against spiritual wickedness in high places.
Yes. Yes.
It ain't about to my no office of the presence, in your mind. That's the high place. In folks' minds. That's the highest thing on the body is your mind. They call it your mind, but it's your heart.
It's your heart.
And it's your mind and soul is in there. That beautiful 6 and 12, read again.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood.
What?
But against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places.
Principles. Let's go there. Proverbs. 4 and 7. That's what we wrestle against. We hire people to do work, and next thing you know, they change horses in the middle of the stream. Yeah, I do so and so. And then you said, can you? I had an experience today, and they were painting the walls in the kitchen. And they were supposed to paint the ceiling gray, everything gray. So I thought about it. I said, they hadn't touched the ceiling. I said, tell you what, we're not going to do the ceiling gray. We're going to do that in white. I said, I'm going to pick up the paint. That's more work. I said, wait a minute. I've been painting for 20 plus years. That's more work to take one brush and dip it into another bucket?
Yes.
And check. And that's more work? I said, something wrong with you? I said, come on, really? It's a lot of work. What are you talking about? It's already white, and you're putting white on there. The sides were white, you're making that gray.
Exactly.
We're going to get you a bucket and a brush, a new brush.
Exactly.
Take that brush and dip it in the white.
And
that's more white. They don't have principles. And because of that, we had a kerfuffle.
Yes.
Tension.
Yes, yes, yes.
Trying to get something, nickel and dime people for nothing. Right. Foolishness.
Yes, yes.
I'm pretty sure that person needs medication.
Yes.
4 and 7, what does it say? Proverbs.
7, yes. Wisdom is the principal thing.
Wisdom is the principal thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's our principles. Is it wise to do this and do that? Do things in wisdom.
Yes.
Wisdom
is the principal thing.
Is the principal thing. What?
Therefore, get wisdom. And with
that's what we strive over here. Now, wait a minute. It tells you plain. Keep therefore and do them.
Yes.
It's your wisdom and understanding. So when I'm dealing with people, I got to honor the Father and those that carry God by not lying and stealing, not trying to cheat anybody,
yes.
Trying to be fair about things. But because you're fervent sometimes in your delivery about things because they act so foolish,
yes.
You don't like me. Why are we arguing? Not arguing, I'm just trying to instill in you reason. You say 1 and 1 is 2, you say no, it's 3. What you do with something like that? Read again, 4 and 7, what does it say?
Wisdom is the principal thing.
It's the principal thing, what?
Therefore,
you can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. If you have any questions or concerns about this way or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676. And we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676.